I just seen a hilarious tweet. Hillary Clinton sent a tweet to Donald Trump that said, at Donald Trump, thinks Democrats care about his opinion. How does it feel putting your stuff where it doesn't belong? And Donald Trump responded, Hillary Clinton, ask Bill. Oh, man. This is... Oh, man. They're just... Oh, gosh. I'm telling you. When... the Dems are gonna... They are losing their minds. They are losing their minds. Seriously. You got polls that just keep... I mean, they're just churning out. You got a CBS poll, Trump's up. You got a CNN poll, Trump is up. And just released a LA Times USC poll where Trump is up. when it rains for the Dems, it doesn't just rain, it pours. Okay? So this morning you had Bernie Sanders addressing his supporters. And he gave a little speech talking about how far they've come and all these changes that are on the platform, which is not true. Listen, Bernie Sanders supporters, listen to me. If there was real, if it really mattered what you all thought, if it mattered what Bernie Sanders' policy issues were, if first off, Bernie Sanders would be on the ticket. Now, I know you're saying, wait a minute, Rob, Obama didn't have Hillary on the ticket. Totally different. Hillary and Obama ran on the same issues. They ran identical. The only difference was, for me, put me on the ticket and I'll be the first black nominee, hopefully, / president. And Hillary was, vote for me. Hopefully, I will be the first woman president, the first woman nominee. But all their issues were the same. Everything was the same. Everything they talked about was the same. It was just all about, well, I'll do it better. It was, I'll do it better because I'm black. I'll do it better because I'm a woman. So there was no need. There was no need for that party unity to get Hillary on that ticket. And they talked about it. Remember, there was rumors swirling. Is Obama going to have her as the VP? But at the end of the day, they didn't need to. Because they looked at the supporters on both sides. They looked at the issues. And they said, well, there's really no difference. So people that voted for Hillary will vote for Obama. Well, Bernie is not Hillary. Bernie is not Obama. Hillary is not Obama. Both of them ran on different issues and had different supporters. Hillary had super PACs. Bernie did not. I mean, just that alone, just that issue alone is huge. I mean, just that issue alone. Obama had PACs, Hillary had PACs. They had the same thing. But Bernie's whole campaign has been about the little guy, the little woman, the little person, the little people. And I'm not talking about dwarfs. It's been about the 10 and 20 and 30 and 50 and $100 donors. I mean, that's huge. That's huge. So if Hillary and the DNC really wanted party unity and really gave a crap, about Bernie Sanders and his people, they would have made Bernie Sanders the VP. They would have made Bernie Sanders the VP. They would have made Cory Booker the VP. But to take Tim Kaine? Tim Kaine. And not just Tim Kaine. But to take Tim Kaine, who got hundreds of thousands of dollars of gifts, basically doing everything that Bernie says is wrong with the system. That's the amazing thing. That's the amazing thing. So it's not just Tim Kaine, the senator, Tim Kaine, the former governor, but it's Tim Kaine, the guy who took gift after gift, fancy suits, vacations, in billionaire houses. So if you're a Bernie Sanders supporter, not only did Bernie get screwed out of the nomination, not only did Bernie not get picked to be VP, but the person they got picked to be VP is everything that Bernie is against. It is everything that Bernie tells his supporters to be against. I mean, that's the ultimate slap in the face to the Bernie supporters. The ultimate slap in the face. So when Bernie today talked, doing his whole, we've created this platform, BS. We've done this, BS. We've got this, BS. Bernie, you got nothing. And that's why we have to get behind Hillary Clinton. And as soon as he said that, the place erupted in boos. The place erupted in boos. People lost their mind. They lost their mind. They lost their mind. Remember how big of a deal the media made on that first day of the Republican convention when Mike Lee and his little band of Ted Cruz misfits decided they kind of wanted to be pricks? Remember that? And the media was like, oh, look, no party unity. Look, oh, my God. now the media is like, oh no, what do we do? Because outside the convention, the people that are protesting, I would say not just double, but quadruple what was going on at the Republican convention. There's more people. Remember, at the Republican, here's the thing. You guys, here's the thing. At the Republican convention, you didn't have 1,000 Ted Cruz supporters outside holding up signs saying Cruz, 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 Cruz. That wasn't the case. You had Democrats. You had George Soros Democrats. You had Black Lives Matters vigilantes. You had them out there saying, we hate Trump, we hate Trump, we hate Trump. Which affected, right? A bunch of leftists, a bunch of extreme leftists protesting the Republican nominee. But over in Philly, outside the convention hall, you don't have Trump supporters. You don't have right-wing extremists that are screaming and yelling about Democrats. You've got Bernie Sanders supporters. You have Democrats. You have Democrats that voted for Bernie Sanders. Democrats that voted for Bernie Sanders' ideas. You have them protesting. You have them marching. That's something Republicans did not have. Republicans were never going to get the Black Lives Matters vigilantes out there. They weren't going to get them. They weren't going to get the Hispanics that were burning American flags or carrying around Donald Trump piñatas. They're never going to get them. Those people are troublemakers. They're there to cause problems. Democrats that all voted for Bernie, and they're saying, Bernie or bust, we want Bernie, Bernie was screwed. Those people should be voting for Hillary Clinton. Those people should be singing Kumbaya. And all it would have taken is for Hillary and her people, Bernie, on the ticket. But Hillary said, no, I'm not going to be overshadowed by Bernie. I'm not going to be overshadowed by that old kook. F him. And why would eventually these people vote for Hillary? Again, I'm not saying they're going to vote for Trump, but why would they just not vote? Why would they just say, eh, it's over. It's over. I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to vote. What's the point? Forget it. Who cares? If Trump wins, Trump wins. That's not my passion. Isn't I'm against Trump. That's not my passion. These people's passion, I hate Trump. Because if that was their passion, they wouldn't be booing Hillary Clinton. They wouldn't be booing the DNC. They wouldn't be out there in droves protesting. It's very much like Trump supporters. Scores of Trump supporters didn't have defeat Hillary on the brain. And it was, oh, well, Trump is the best choice to defeat Hillary. that wasn't their goal. Their goal wasn't need somebody to beat Hillary, need somebody to destroy her. No, it was people that went, I want Donald Trump to be president. So that's a big difference. That's enthusiasm. That's extreme enthusiasm. That's what Trump has. That's what Hillary doesn't have. And the arrogance. The arrogance of the Democrats to say, we always get blacks. Don't need to reach out to them. Don't need to do anything. Who cares? We got them. Don't need Hispanics. Don't need to reach out to them. Don't. Got Bernie support. We don't need these. They're gonna. They have no choice. They have to vote for us, or they're going to have Donald Trump. But what they don't realize is a lot of them don't give a crap about Donald Trump. They cared about their candidate, Bernie Sanders. That's it. That's it. If you get millions of people. Okay, if you get millions of people that have never voted before, that have never been engaged in this process, they've never been engaged, they've never gone to a rally, they've never donated money, they've never donated time, they've never done any of that. And a candidate comes along and inspires them, excites them, gets them to do something that they've never done. Why would they then, once the person that did all of this for them, why would they switch over and vote for the person that beat the person that inspired them to do all these things for the first time? And that person beat their person dirty. Why? Why? Because they don't want Donald Trump to win. That has nothing to do with anything. It really doesn't. Trump has nothing to do with anything with these people. It's Bernie Sanders. It's Bernie Sanders. It has nothing to do with Trump. They could care less about Trump. Trump is insignificant. It could be Marco Rubio. Really could. Chris could be anybody. Those people don't care. It was about Bernie. So you've got thousands of people in the street protesting Hillary. You've got hundreds in a convention hall, or I should say a convention room that Bernie Sanders is talking to, and they're booing Hillary. You have Debbie Wasserman Schultz addressing her people. And other individuals at a DMC, kickoff. And people are booing her, like, bad, like, real bad. Screaming and yelling bad. And yesterday at a Hillary Clinton rally, people started heckling, bringing up WikiLeaks, and they had to be escorted out of the rally. This isn't going to go away. this isn't all of a sudden going to get better. Arrogance of the Democrats, the arrogance of the media. Think it is. They really do. They think it is. Got to figure they're sitting there going, okay, if we downplay the booze, if we downplay what's going on outside, if we downplay that all, we might be able to, hell, we can get through this. I mean, that's what they're thinking inside. If they could just get through this, maybe they pick up a 2 or 3 point bounce. That's all they're hoping. That's all they're hoping for. And if the media can help them along the way, I mean, imagine, guys, you got Bernie making a speech this morning. I mean, what's going to happen tonight when he speaks? What's going to happen when he's in the convention hall itself? Today, he was in a little convention sub hall. What's going to happen when he speaks tonight? Got to figure the networks are going to turn off the booze. They're going to make sure no camera. Mark my words, they're going to make sure no camera is shooting the crowd booing when Bernie Sanders talks about Hillary Clinton. Mark my words. Mark my words. And I keep throwing a lot of ands in here. Think about the FU. Okay, we went through the long list of FUs to the Bernie supporters and Bernie Sanders himself. But think about this. You don't even give Bernie the speaking slot on the last day of the convention? You give him the first night? You give him the first night. Wow. I mean, Ted Cruz, that little scumbag, he got the last night. Or I should say, second to last night. My bad. Relax. Relax. I get flooded with corrections over here. Relax. Second to last night. Nonetheless, it wasn't the first night. It wasn't the second night. Bernie Sanders gets the first night. He gets the first night to get up there. And you got to figure the strategy. This has got to be the strategy. They know Bernie Sanders is gonna pop when he comes out there. You got to imagine that when he speaks, place is gonna go nuts. You got to imagine they're gonna start chanting, "We want Bernie, we want Bernie, we want Bernie." You got to imagine just by what we saw this morning in the sub convention and what's going on outside, when he says Hillary Clinton's name, the place is going to boo. Not the entire place, but there's going to be boos. The media will do their best to not show the people booing. They'll do their best to kind of downplay that audio. They got to figure, all right, we'll get this over with. We'll let everybody get their screaming and yelling out. We'll let the media narrative, because they'll have to report it. They'll have to report it, but they could downplay it. They'll do what they do. The media's good at doing what they do with Democrats. They've had many, many years at practicing how to spin messages, downplay catastrophic events. They know how to do all these things. So tomorrow they'll be able to get the story out there, but they'll be able to kind of bury the story. And then people will forget, or at least they're hoping people will forget. And then they could go into Hillary's speech, and hopefully they could weed out the troublemakers, so that when Hillary's speaking, people aren't chanting, "We want Bernie." Imagine how horrible that will make Hillary look if people start chanting, "We want Bernie, 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 Bernie." Ho, 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 ho. So, actually, they even have Elizabeth Warren today. It's like the two people that outshine Hillary, they're getting them out of the way. First night, get them out of the way. Get them out of the way. That's what they're doing. Get them out of the way. I mean, you get them out of the way. That way, everybody gets their shout out, gets all that out of the way, and then they can focus on the past. Focus on the past. I mean, imagine you're going to be watching Michelle Obama past, technically. 8 years ago, Barack Hussein Obama passed. He's the former president. He will be former president, passed. Chelsea Clinton, somebody we've seen grow up, passed. Bill Clinton, passed. And then Hillary Clinton. Past. I mean, you want to talk about the past. Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about a flashback in time. You're going to be sitting there watching TV Thursday night. You're going to be watching TV Wednesday night. Maybe you have a couple beers. Maybe you have a couple highballs. Who knows? Maybe you're in a state that has legalize marijuana. Sitting there drinking, you're sitting there smoking. Maybe you kind of get lost in your head for a minute. You see Chelsea Clinton come on the screen or Bill Clinton come on the screen, and you're like, what year is this? Is this 96? What the hell year is this? Like, oh, wow. 2016. What the hell's going on? Am I really going to vote for the past? Am I really going to vote for the effing Walkman while I'm rolling with an iPad, an iPhone, and whatever it is that's got 78 trillion songs on it? Am I really going to vote for the Walkman with those earbuds that get stuck in your ear and it feels like someone's stabbing you with a knife? Am I really going to do this? Am I really going to hook up my Betamax? Am I really going to hook up my Betamax? Am I really going to do that? Am I really going to go and look for some 8-track tapes? I mean, that's what it's going to be like Wednesday and Thursday. You have a drink, you got a joint, and you're looking at the past. You get lost. You're lost. I don't know, man. To me, it's bad visuals. It's bad optics. Really is. I know Democrats and liberals are banking on all the millennials and all the minorities and, you know, all the people that Democrats have cultivated over the years. They've cultivated these groups of people that are part of that victim, that we are victims. You were done this to, you were done that to. All these things were done to you. All these bad things were done to you. And we're the only ones that are here for you. So that's why you have to vote for us. I mean, I know they've cultivated this. And they think that's going to carry them. But I'm telling you, I think there's still a few million votes out there who don't vote like that. Who don't vote Republican, don't vote Democrat. They look at the two candidates and they say, and this is legit regardless. And it's not just because it's Hillary or it's Trump. But the cynical side goes, who's the lesser of the two evils? I mean, they really do. Because no candidate is perfect. There's always a flaw. I mean, you heard my mom when she was on the show last week talking about getting your head cut off or being shot. Both candidates are not perfect. She doesn't like the fact that Trump makes fun of people and puts people down and acts like that mean guy from high school. She doesn't like that. She also thinks Hillary's a complete and utter lying scum who's only into this thing for herself. And so you've got millions and millions of people that are going to have that attitude. It's not going to come down to the groups that the Democrats have cultivated. I mean, look at all the groups. I mean, look at all the groups. Look at the groups that the Democrats have created. It's not a group where it's based on the American dream, so to speak, and working hard and taking responsibility for yourself and your own actions. And with the young millennials, it's about free stuff. Oh, I'm going to give you free stuff. You don't have to take responsibility for your education. You don't have to take responsibility. You don't have to take responsibility for anything because I'm going to give you free stuff. Yay! In Latinos, what's the sell? If you're here illegally, I'm going to make it so you don't have to stand in line. I'm going to make it so you don't have to play by the rules. I'm going to make it so everything that you've done wrong is forgiven, and I'm going to get you citizenship and you'll be able to vote. And if you're here legally and you've got a bunch of family members that are here illegally, you're going to vote for me because you can, and I'm going to make it where all your family members won't be deported. It has nothing to do with making their lives better by creating jobs or opportunities. It's about, oh, you broke the law, so I'm going to make it where it's okay that you broke the law. I mean, that's how they're starting off. And the whole Black Lives Matter thing, hell. I mean, we talk about that till we're blue in the face. It's only been in the past 8 years. It's only been in the past 8 years where you've had this, hey, this person's a criminal. This person did all these really bad things, happened to get shot by a cop. So the cop was bad, and this person, well, this person was just a family man selling cookies with his friends at a, I mean, it's insane. We've gone from excessive police force to just racism. Over-policing. When you hear Van, over-police. We have over-police. Over-police. So you mean there's too many police officers in an area that's overrun with crime? People are being arrested for what you would consider petty crimes. So they shouldn't be arrested for the petty crimes. They should be allowed to shoplift. I mean, are you kidding me? So, hey, some of you black folk that are involved in petty crime, vote for the Democrats. Vote for me. I'm a Democrat. I want you to vote for me because I'm going to make it where you can do petty crime. I mean, it's just insane. That's the Democrats' whole platform. That's how they get these votes. That's how they expect to win. I mean, it's amazing to me. And I don't think. Okay? I don't think that those 3, 4, 5 million voters that are going to be the difference are going to play into that. I don't think those are the people. I just don't think. I think the Democrats are overplaying their hand. I think they're overplaying their hand. I think they're overplaying that hand. And just to close this segment out, could you imagine if the day of the convention, okay? Can you imagine the day of the Republican convention? Rens Priebus got thrown out. Imagine that. The day of the convention, last Monday, the convention starts, and Rens Priebus gets thrown out. That's all the media will be talking about. That's all the media be talking about. Reverse everything. Just flip it. Just flip it. Ted Cruz for Bernie Sanders. Protesters in the street aren't Black Lives Matter. They're Ted Cruz supporters. Rens Priebus caught working against, thrown out. That's all we would be hearing. You know what we're hearing? This is the work of the Russians. Yes, the work of the Russians. This is all the work of the Russians. Work of the Russians. Okay. It's not the work of the Democrats who basically pushed it right to the edge. They've pushed it right to the edge. They've pushed it right to that edge. Everything that they've done, taking advantage of voters, taking advantage I mean, they just right to the edge. Just right to the edge.